This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
In Egypt today, there were more protests, more violence, more chaos and confusion in the streets. 17 people have been reported killed there. In Washington, D.C., meanwhile, more studied ambiguity over whether or not to use the word coup. Most of the time, when an army starts doing what the Egyptian army has been doing, that's what it's called. But President Obama hasn't said it yet because, in this case, it's a $1.5 billion word. That's the amount of foreign aid we give to Egypt every year. And once what's happening there is officially called a coup, American law says we'd have to pull the plug on all that foreign aid, as Marketplace's David Weinberg explains.
Of the $1.5 billion the U.S. sends to Egypt, the vast majority is going to the military, $1.3 billion to be exact.
And the vast majority of that military aid is actually spent in the United States.
Isabel Coleman is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations. She says that military aid primarily goes to pay for weapons and training, but it also gives the U.S. leverage. One way to use that leverage would be to call this a coup and say to the Egyptian military, when you complete a peaceful transition to a democratically elected government, then you can have your $1.3 billion back.
To not call it a military coup, I think, wastes an opportunity to force a more open, transparent, democratic process.
There's no doubt that the Egyptian military likes getting aid from the U.S., but international affairs professor Stephen Biddle thinks that $1.3 billion in aid may not be the Egyptian military's top priority.
The topmost item on their priority list is surely retaining the system of privilege and influence that these officers have enjoyed their entire military career and which was threatened by the Morsi government.
And there's a much larger problem facing the U.S. If the administration cuts off aid, it suddenly has a lot less influence in Egypt, a key ally in the region.
Hence, there's a lot of unwillingness to actually pull the trigger because the fear is that Egypt will then go its own way and the United States will have no say in what happens.
And the U.S. would very much like to have a say in what happens. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.